Travel to Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We are about to take a look at some fun and holiday-related items for the weekend of December 14th. Now, just a reminder, through December 27th, it's Lights of the Delta in Blytheville. It is the largest lighting display in the Mid-South region with over 6 million lights, nearly 50 major motion displays, and numerous complimentary pieces. Lights of the Delta sets on a 40-acre tract on the former Eaker Air Force Base with lakes, trees, and paved roads to handle the approximately 1.5-mile family-oriented holiday experience. Now, whether it's a visit with Santa, a stop at the souvenir stand, or the various entertainments, there's plenty and lots to do either in your car or on a hayride. Now, there is a live nativity on selected nights. You can check out their website as to when those dates are, but I think everyone knows this is one of my favorite things to do during the holiday is Lights of the Delta in Blytheville. If you're in the mood for some music this weekend, in El Dorado, it's the Temptations Christmas Tour on December 14th. This is a holiday performance by the one and only Temptations, iconic representations of the Motown experience, responsible for some of the biggest hits in American pop and soul music. For more than 50 years, the Temptations have prospered, propelling popular music with a series of smash hits and sold-out performances throughout the world. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989, and they are just an amazing piece of musical history. So yeah. If you want to see their Christmas show, check that out, December 14th in El Dorado. Now, in Little Rock, it's the 14th annual Nog Off at the Historic Arkansas Museum in Little Rock on Friday, December 14th. And I actually love this because it paved the way for knockoff nog-offs across the country and the world. They've even found a new one in Alberta. But the very first knockoff ever in Little Rock, celebrating 14 years this year. Now, the original knockoff was a friendly competition for the best eggnog in town. But it's back with some familiar and winning favorites, along with new competitions or new competitors hoping to make their culinary mark. Three awards will be given. There's going to be the People's Choice Award, where the guests vote for their favorite. The Taster's Choice Award, which is given by or is awarded by a celebrity panel of Nog aficionados. And the untraditional favorite, the Not Your Great-Great-Great-Grandfather's Eggnog Award. So if you are looking for a holiday drink, this is the one for you. And finally, it's the Christmas Bird Count at Village Creek State Park in Wynn on December 14th. You can join the staff at Village Creek for the annual event. This count is part of a volunteer-led nationwide data collection event that helps scientists monitor bird populations. It's an important conservation project that can be performed by birders of all skills. And just a fun way to get out and look at all of our feathered friends. So if you're interested in doing that, you can contact Village Creek State Park. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.